Today on Core Values, Chris talks about the latest chapter in Dan's team name saga.
Dan Snyder may wish he had never said he would never, ever change the name of his team. Might have been less trouble. Now Snyder says he will give money to help disadvantaged Native Americans. Actions speak louder than words, he says. And that's true enough. Good for him. His giving away any part of his great fortune to help the disadvantaged of any background is terrific. But the name Redskins is still a problem. As I've said before, no new team would call themselves the Redskins any more than they would call themselves the Yellowskins or the Blackskins. The name sounds silly at best, and I can see why Redskins, Redmen, and perhaps Warriors is offensive, as is that stupid tomahawk chop they do in Atlanta. I don't find the Redskins logo offensive at all, nor do I the names Braves, Indians, or Chiefs, but that's just my view. Those who say this whole issue is just political correctness gone amok have a point, as do those who find the name Redskins truly offensive. So, good luck, Mr. Snyder. I suspect you mean well, but knowing this controversy is just not going to go away is a core value.
Chris Core, a part of commentary and analysis from all sides, right here on WTOP Radio.